CBM can help teachers improve the learning outcomes of their at-risk students and students with learning disabilities. Teachers can use CBM data to improve the learning outcomes of their students, and they can use CBM in two ways for that purpose. First, they can compare rates of development under contrasting instructional interventions, and in that way, they can identify which instructional components result in optimal growth rates. In addition, CBM data can help pinpoint the kinds of instructional programs and the academic skills specifically that students need more help in. And in that way, teachers can direct their instructional effort more efficiently to only use program components that actually result in good growth for students, and to use their instructional time to tailor the specific skills that students are in need of working on. CBM can help teachers not only to assist them in developing strong instructional programs, but also in communicating specifically and efficiently about students' academic development. So the information on CBM most typically is graphed across time, and those graphs can be shared with other teachers, can be shared with principals and with parents to help those individuals understand in a very concrete way the rates of development that students are experiencing. In addition, the CBM data can be aggregated across students to help teachers understand for themselves how well they are doing in effecting growth for their classrooms of students.